Good morning, everyone. You're listening to Mornings with Pastor Adam on the West Coast Bible Teacher Podcast. And I hope and pray that everyone had a good weekend. And last week I was gone. I went to LA for about 3 days. I left Tuesday and I got back late Thursday night. I went up there with a few loved ones of mine. And we got to stay in an Airbnb, which is actually a really nice one. We checked the reviews for this particular Airbnb, and it was also one that was quite close to a few places that I wanted to go visit up there in LA. Now, it's interesting because one place I wanted to visit was Hollywood Boulevard, and I haven't been there in quite a long time. And I know some people are thinking to themselves who are listening to this, perhaps some of my LA listeners or my California listeners might be thinking, why on earth, Adam, would you want to spend time visiting Hollywood Boulevard? Out of all the places you could spend time in within LA, why would you want to go to Hollywood Boulevard? Now, there are some people who might be listening to this, and they're thinking, well, I don't understand, you know, isn't Hollywood Boulevard supposedly a nice place, you know? Yeah, that's what some people think. People who have never been there. People who don't live in California, who are out of state, who have never been up to LA. Hollywood Boulevard, for those of you who don't know, it's always been a big mess. I mean, it's bad. And my wanting to go back to Hollywood and visit Hollywood Boulevard wasn't so much because I was looking for a nice getaway. I'd go up to Morro Bay, up in Central California, if I wanted a nice getaway. But this was rather, I was interested in revisiting a place that I know really needs the Lord, to be frank. I was interested in going there, and I was interested in seeing if it's as bad as people have told me it is nowadays. I've been there before, but it's been quite a long time, and so I wanted to see it for myself. I have a heart for the young people, since I myself am a young person, and thus I was interested in seeing just how many young people are indeed walking up and down the streets of Hollywood Boulevard right now, as I've been told. And you know what? It really is as bad as people have told me it's gotten. Now, Hollywood Boulevard in general is a dump. And that's the funny thing about it. You know, people I think sometimes are in for an unpleasant surprise. Because on television, they make Hollywood sound all nice and classy, and, you know, that's where all the movie stars are, and the Walk of Fame and everything, and blah, 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 you know. But it's really not a nice place at all. It's funny because, you know, residents of Los Angeles know this to be a fact. No one who lives in L.A., wants to actually go down to Hollywood Boulevard. There are homeless people everywhere. There are sex and adult shops on different corners. All you smell as you walk down the boulevard is the smell of cannabis. They have a bunch of weed shops. And it's frankly not a very safe place to be. The homeless problem has gotten out of control, although people have told me that it was always that bad. Lots of drug activity happening. It's a mess, you know. And of course, again, the homeless problem. We walked by homeless people going to the bathroom on the street, you know. It was pretty bad. But they make Hollywood sound so awesome on television. But there are only certain areas of Hollywood. West Hollywood, for instance, is a lot nicer. Sunset Boulevard. At least the Sunset Strip is pretty nice. And it's amazing the stark contrast, you know, when you're on Hollywood Boulevard and then you just drive up a little bit and go on Sunset Boulevard. It's like night and day. Now, there is a church that has opened up on Hollywood Boulevard as of recently. And that is Victory Outreach. And this is a church that has a few locations. But it opened up on Hollywood Boulevard 2 years ago, and it's the first church ever to open up on the boulevard. At least that's what I've been told. And the pastor who started it was originally affiliated with the Teen Challenge, which was, of course, founded by the late Pastor David Wilkerson. David Wilkerson, of course, has an amazing story. He pastored Times Square Church in New York City, founded Times Square Church. And they, of course, made the movie about his ministry, at least about the early years of his ministry, and that's the film The Cross and the Switchblade. Pat Boone played Wilkerson in that movie, and the film covers the immense impact that Wilkerson had on many of the youths that were involved in gangs out there in New York City, one notable person being Nicky Cruz. But anyhow, I would recommend both the book and also the movie, The Cross and the Switchblade. And we see how the fruit of Wilkerson's ministry has had a massive reach all the way out here to Southern California. And we got to talk a little bit with the people at Victory Outreach when we were there on the boulevard. So this church is indeed a testament to how we are to be shining lights in dark places. But the most heartbreaking thing about Hollywood, this is what I really want to focus on right now, is the amount of young people who are walking the streets, especially on Hollywood Boulevard. And you can just tell when you look at them that they've been there for a while, many of them. And you could just see Hollywood has just done them dirty, you know? There are massive amounts of young people who right out of high school, or sometime within their young adult years, they drop everything, leave everything, and they come to Hollywood wanting to see if they can make it, if they can achieve, you know, their dreams. And you see these young people everywhere as you walk down Hollywood Boulevard. When Billy Joe Armstrong of Green Day wrote the song Boulevard of Broken Dreams, I could only wonder if he had Hollywood Boulevard in mind, at least partially. Maybe he had a number of boulevards in mind. You know, walking up and down certain streets, you know, where there are opportunities, it appears, but you're unable to access any of them. And you indeed see so many young people walking up and down the streets of Hollywood Boulevard. Pretty girls that are like 20 to 24 years old, and you can tell some of them have been there for at least 2 years, probably renting out a bedroom somewhere on Wilcox or close by, if that. And you can see that these gals are, you know, a little bit dirty, you know, not to the point of being like homeless dirty, but yeah, I mean, you know, they still try dressing trendy, or they doll themselves up to an extent, put on makeup, you know, but they're still, you know, pretty grimy. There was this one gal I passed by a few times when I was walking down the boulevard. She was, I guess, you know, just walking up and down the boulevard all day. But she had on some black leggings, a black crop top that had the Playboy logo on it, and some giant earrings, you know, those big hula hoop earrings, you know what I'm saying? Blonde girl, she was a cute gal, but it was just heartbreaking, you know, because she was still grimy, and just her facial expression, it echoed, you know, depression. She looked utterly defeated. Hollywood had defeated her. And there were young men that I passed by. Again, you know, young adult aged, you know, and everything, and it's just the same thing. We are told that if you have the right talent, you'll make it in Hollywood. But this actually can't be further from the truth. The way the industry works behind the scenes is actually not the way we've been led to think that it works. David Lynch directed a very interesting film back in the day. It was called Mulholland Drive. Of course, it is named after a very famous road out there in Hollywood. Now, I am not recommending that you watch the film Mulholland Drive, because there are some very promiscuous scenes in the film. Years ago, I watched it. You know, I mean, I watched many different films a long time ago when I wasn't walking with the Lord. But I would say that you can go on YouTube and watch certain scenes from Mulholland Drive. The film, as with many of David Lynch's movies, I know quite a lot about David Lynch. And the film was always considered to be an artsy type of film. You know, very surreal. The story is told in a non-linear type of format. But the truth of the matter is that if you know what to look for, then you know what David Lynch was trying to convey in the film Mulholland Drive. He actually masterfully exposes just how the industry works behind the scenes. There are a couple of interesting scenes in Mulholland Drive. One in particular is when the director is at the audition and he's hearing all these different gals sing for a particular part in a movie that he needs to cast. But the decision as to who's going to get the part has already been made. In fact, as the director is listening to each girl get up and sing for the audition, there are two intimidating men in suits who come over and stand right by him to ensure that he picks the right girl that they want him to pick for the role. Then there's the boardroom meeting scene, and that also shows how that of fear and intimidation occurs. Fear and intimidation that's used by the top execs in Hollywood. But there's also a lot of occult symbolism throughout the film Mulholland Drive. And again, you need to really know what to look for. But it's all there, including the theme of making a deal with the dark side in order to fulfill your dream. And it's interesting, at the end of the film, we see where it gets Naomi Watts' character. It brings the death of her. A sad death. But Jesus said, Satan was a liar from the beginning. He doesn't care about you. He tried to get Jesus to make a deal with him, now didn't he? He took Jesus up to a very high mountain, and he showed him all the kingdoms of the world and their splendor. All this I will give you, he said, if you will just bow down and worship me. But Jesus said to him, Away from me, Satan, for it is written, Worship the Lord your God and serve him only. That is what we need to do if Satan starts pulling on our heartstrings and he begins to tempt us to compromise with our morals and convictions simply in order to achieve something that we believe is ours to achieve. But what does it profit a man to gain the whole world but lose your soul? Are you going to serve God, or are you going to serve the enemy? Some people are unknowingly serving Satan as we speak. In fact, we read that non-believers are children of the devil. That's clarified within 1 John. No matter who you are, if you're a non-believer, you are a child of the devil. And if you are a believer, of course, you are then considered a child of God. So some people are unknowingly serving Satan. And then some people are knowingly serving Satan. And Hollywood is filled with the latter. I hate to be frank. But serving Satan won't get you very far. The demons won't be there for you in the time of trouble. Maybe for a short period of time, they'll give you supernatural assistance. Like they gave Jannes and Jambres, the two magicians of Pharaoh, who had a standoff with Moses at the beginning of the book of Exodus. But where was that supernatural assistance when the plagues of Egypt came down? You see, for those who practice witchcraft, as there are many right now in this day and age, The demons will only help you so far. Up to a point. God delivered the Israelites out of Egypt, and no supernatural power of demonic entities was able to help the Egyptians to prevent it from happening. The power of Satan is limited. If you have hopes and dreams, then give them to the Lord. Let him sort out what you should really pursue in your life, because he knows what's best for you. And once he's clarified, you know, okay, this is what I want you to do in this life. This is the best route for you and everything. All right, then be obedient to that and cling to him and rely upon him the entire time you are pursuing it. Because greater is he that is in you than he who is in the world. When judgment came upon the people of Israel, the people of Judah, the demonic entities that they served wouldn't be there for them. Jeremiah 2:26-27. As a thief is disgraced when he is caught, so the people of Israel are disgraced. They, their kings and their officials, their priests and their prophets, they say to wood, you are my father, and to stone, you gave me birth. They have turned their backs to me and not their faces. Yet when they are in trouble, they say, come and save us. Where then are the gods you made for yourselves? Let them come if they can save you when you are in trouble. For you, Judah, have as many gods as you have towns. And of course, the pagan gods the people of Judah were worshiping didn't come and save them when the Babylonians came in and took them away. So who then shall we as believers serve? All of us have a choice in this life. Joshua 24:15. But if serving the Lord seems undesirable to you, then choose for yourselves this day whom you will serve, whether the gods your ancestors served beyond the Euphrates, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you are living. But as for me and my household, we will serve the Lord. And we are to trust in the Lord with all our hearts, and lean not on our own understanding. In all our ways we must acknowledge him, so that he will then direct our paths. It's important for us to bear these things in mind and hold fast to these things, because we do live in a day and age where witchcraft, the occult, Satanism, it is all rampant, and it's grabbing a hold of our young people. And Satan has the ability to disguise himself as an angel of light, and he's leading many people astray, including a number of young people, who go off to Hollywood, thinking that they're going to fulfill all their hopes and all their dreams. And so we have to pray for these people, and we have to be vigilant, and we have to remember who our enemy is. Because Paul said, we are not ignorant. We are not to be ignorant of Satan's schemes, but rather we're to expose them, so that we, and then other people who we preach to, might avoid getting entangled in the tactics of the enemy. Because the tactics of the enemy and getting entangled within them will just simply slow us down in the overall purpose that we're here for, which is that of spreading the kingdom of God on this earth. And so let that indeed be an encouragement to all of you on this Monday morning. And so this has been Mornings with Pastor Adam, everybody. God bless all of you, and I will talk to all of you tomorrow morning.